The very first press announcement at this year's auto show came from General Motors. Given recent show history, one might have expected fireworks and special effects surrounding some new earth-eating sport utility vehicle. But GM's Jack Smith had a different presentation planned.
General Motors is committed to being a leader in the race to market commercially viable, clean, and green vehicles. The challenge for clean air is serious. We need products that are earth-friendly and driver-friendly, meaning functional, safe, desirable, and affordable. It's not a question of should we, but a matter of how well and how quickly we can get there.
The next day, Ford made their pitch for environmentally friendly cars, announcing their P2000 program. A combination of lightweight materials and hybrid engines will produce cars that manage over 60 miles per gallon. Ford Chairman Alex Trotman.
Let me conclude by stating the obvious. What we're describing this morning represents enormous real-world commitment from Ford Motor Company. Our efforts in the environment are accelerating rapidly. Nothing worthwhile is easy, that's for sure. And we have many challenges ahead. The environmental challenge is one that we are answering with a massive effort of people, money, and technical innovation.
Chrysler followed suit, announcing its own hybrid electric vehicle that will get upwards of 80 miles per gallon. While environmentalists are excited by the recent show of support for green vehicles, they're also asking why now. Auto industry analyst Paul Eisenstein says right now, American buyers don't seem interested in environmental automobiles.
Americans still think bigger is better. The fact is, small cars aren't selling here. But I think that whether or not people like to drive big cars is a growing movement around the world and even in the United States to look at environmentally sound or green cars. It was a big issue at the Frankfurt and Tokyo Motor Shows last fall, and it will not escape the issue here.
Sport utility vehicles and light trucks are clearly the sales leaders right now in the United States. Last year, Americans bought a record 6.9 million light trucks and minivans, accounting for a whopping 45% of all U.S. vehicle sales. And the vehicles are very profitable. It's been reported that the Ford Motor Company makes $10,000 profit on every Expedition they sell. But despite huge profits, automakers say developing a green car can't be done without government subsidies. Some environmentalists agree. Lana Pollock is a former Michigan State Senator and director of the Michigan Environmental Council. She agrees that subsidies may be justified if the Big Three makes a genuine effort.
I am one person who thinks that there should be some public support if the auto industries are seriously investing in a much better mode of fueling the automobile fleets. But if they're only going to play around with this, then there's no reason that the public should be asked to support it with any tax incentives or any other policy subsidies.
Pollock says the industry's green posturing is somewhat suspicious, considering the staunch opposition the Big Three put up against the recent global warming treaty reached in Kyoto, Japan. Industry representatives cried that technology to meet such strict regulations was enormously expensive and would put the cost of automobiles out of the reach of the average person in the United States. As the talks in Kyoto were underway, however, Toyota announced that they would have a green vehicle in production later this year, years earlier than U.S. automakers say is possible for them. Pollock says fear of competition, more than anything else, is responsible for the new position of the Big Three.
I think it's inevitable that they're going to make these shifts. I think the economics is going to drive them and drive them soon to make more changes than they ever could have anticipated a year ago. I am skeptical in that I think they want to slow the process down. I'm hopeful because they are putting real dollars into engineering studies that are extraordinarily important for these changes.
Automotive analyst Paul Eisenstein agrees, saying Toyota has really helped to drive the green market.
Toyota, for example, has said that it expects to be the number two automaker in the world, leapfrogging Ford. And according to the president of Toyota, Hiroshi Okuda, they're going to do it on the back of their green automobiles. When you have your competition in Japan, which you know does what it says, telling you green cars are the most important thing in its future lineup, well, Detroit listens. They know that they can't ignore Toyota.
Whether green cars ever take a prominent place on American roads depends largely on how much money the public is willing to spend in support of the idea. For example, Chrysler's new Intrepid ESX2 concept car, which gets 60-plus miles per gallon, costs $15,000 more than a regular Intrepid. But just a few years ago, the same car cost $60,000 more. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Craig Folly in Detroit.